Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, folks, hold on your hats and pass those Kellogg's sugar pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops.
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The House on Windy Hill. A package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops sure comes in handy when you're sitting around listening to the radio or watching TV, or most any other time for that matter. Yes, sir, whenever you've a hankering for a sweet treat, that's the time to reach for your box of Sugar Corn Pops and pop a few of these pre-sweetened nuggets of corn into your mouth. They're swell for breakfast, too, with a little milk or cream. And you never need any sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his bull-strong, faithful deputy Jingles fought every brand of criminal in their fight for justice in the West. But the one called Lodi was a brand in himself, slick, smart, and mean. The adventure that pitted Wild Bill against the treacherous Lodi was a gunsmoke-ridden storm of action that finally exploded in The House on Windy Hill.
Doggone it, Joker. I don't see why me and Bill have to patrol the border 5 miles apart. Feel a darn sight better if he was right here. Now what do you see? Well, happy doodly dandy. Last we run into a house. Now I can get out of this blasted old windstorm. Yeah, and you too. Now, turn up this trail, you jughead, and don't drag your feet, you hear? Ooh-wee, that's a big house. Looks kind of cold and gray, but I don't care. Joker. Now you stay right here until I get back. I'm going to see what's going on in there. I'll just knock on the door, and if nobody answers me, I'll just walk right in and make myself at home. Yes, sirree. Well, nobody here, I guess. I'll just go on in. Oh. Sure is dark in there. Anybody here? No, close that door. Let me out of here! You can't catch me! Joker, head for town. This ain't no place for us. Jump, Joker, that dadburn house is haunted. You'd better learn how to fly. We gotta find Bill. Ho!
Now get hold of yourself, Jingle. Oh. Sit down here and tell me all about it.
I can't sit down, Bill. I'm still jumping. Bill, it was enough to scare the chin whiskers right off a billy goat.
What was, partner? You're as white as a ghost.
Don't say ghost to me again. I've seen them, a whole flock of them waving around me, and big monsters with green eyes belching fire and screaming like a bunch of banshees, Bill.
They must have stepped on a cat's tail.
Oh, well, if you're so darn smart, you go up to that haunted house on Windy Hill and mix with them unearthly creatures yourself. I ain't going back there, and then that's a sink.
We got other things to think about, partner.
What, Bill? You find out any more about them cattle being smuggled across the border?
Not yet, Jingles, but I picked up a lead.
You did? Where?
Doc Saunders told me Pop Jinx had come up with some tick fever in his herd.
You talked to Pop about it?
No, but I sent word for him to come and see me today.
Well, Now, doggone it, who's doing all that shooting? Ain't we had enough trouble already?
Let's get out there, Jingles.
Bill, it's Pop riding down the street bent for leather.
The way he's leaning in that saddle, looks like he's been hit.
I'll say he has. He's holding his side. Catch his horse.
Whoa. Take it easy, Pop. He's falling, Jingles.
Yeah, I got him. You're going to be all right, Pop. Hold on.
You can't do nothing for me, boys. Look after Jim.
That's his son's name, ain't it, Bill?
That's right. Who shot you, Pop?
Cattle smugglers. Getting too darn close to their heels, I was. Catch him, Bill. Tick fever. Ruin all the herds. See the house on Windy Hill.
Billy's gone.
Yeah, partner. Get ready to ride, Jingles. We got some varmints to catch.
Wranglers, start your picture collection at Kellogg's famous Indian Chiefs today. You get a picture of Pontiac, Joseph Brant, Black Hawk, Sitting Bull, Powhatan, and Tecumseh. Six of the fiercest, fightingest Indian chiefs in the world, and you get them free when you buy Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
And Wranglers, when you get your first box of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, eat them both ways. Out of the box like a delightful snack, or for breakfast with milk or cream on top. Either way, you don't add sugar, because the sweetening's already on them.
Eat them and enjoy them to your heart's content, Wranglers. And when the box is empty, cut out the picture of the famous Indian chief that's printed in full color on the back of the box, and paste it in your scrapbook or pin it up on the wall of your room over your bed.
Sitting Bull is one of the famous Indian chiefs you get in this series, Wranglers. And as you probably know, he's the famed chieftain of the fierce Sioux Indians who defeated General Custer and his U.S. cavalry at the Battle of the Little Bighorn. You'll want a complete set of these famous Indian chiefs, so ask Mom to lay in a big supply of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops next time she shops. Remember, you get a picture of a famous Indian chief free right on the back of the box of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Old Pop Jenks, ambushed on the way to Wild Bill Hickok's office, died accusing the cattle smugglers of his murder and mentioned the house on Windy Hill. An hour later, Bill and Jingles were nearing the Jenks ranch on their way to talk to Pop's son, Jim Jenks.
Bill, the last thing old Pop said was something about that scary house on Windy Hill. You ain't thinking of going up there, are you, Bill?
We might have to, Jingles.
You mean you might have to? I ain't about to get near there again.
All right, partner. We'll talk to Jim first.
Talking to Jim's all right, but talking to ghosts don't get you nothing but goosebumps up and down your back. Now, remember, I ain't going up there again.
All right, Jingles.
Hey, Wild Bill. Jingles. You looking for me?
Well, Buckshot, who are?
It's Jim Jenks, Bill. Whoa, Joker, whoa.
Well, howdy, Chance. Didn't expect to see you out here. Pa went to town to talk to you. Did you miss him?
Doggone it anyway.
You sound kind of mixed up, Jingles.
We've got bad news, Jim.
Yeah.
Bad news? Did they get him, Wild Bill? Is he dead?
That's right, Jim.
I knowed it. I told Pa they'd get him. He wouldn't stay here, and he wouldn't let me go with him to town. We got to catch up to those murdering coyotes, Wild Bill. We just got to now.
That's what we're here for, Jim.
You said it, Bill, and you can just bet your silver saddle we're going to if we can find out who they are.
Pa had an idea about that, Wild Bill.
Did he tell you what he was thinking, Jim?
Well, no, he didn't. Said he didn't want me mixed up in it.
Trying to protect you, huh?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Bill!
Shooting. Hey, look, Wild Bill. A rider fogging down the hill.
Somebody's after him.
There they are, Bill. Three of them. I'll slow them down.
Hold your fire, Jingles. Maybe you're shooting at the wrong one.
Wild Bill, that's Doc Taylor. He's our vet for the association.
Now I know I'm going to drive them coyotes off his trail. Come on, Doc!
That got him, Jingles. They're turning for the hills.
Let's go get them, Bill.
No time for that now, Jingles. Let's hear what Doc has to say. Howdy, Doc.
Oh, Doc. Morning, gents. That sure was a piece of luck running into you, Marshal.
I thought those bushwhackers had me this time.
Who was that on your trail, Doc?
Yeah, it could have been the same ones that shot Pop Jenks.
I'm sure of it now.
You'd better tell us what you know.
I was aiming to do just that, Marshal. Them bushwhackers is rustling cattle in Mexico, driving them across the border. Smuggling is a better word. And then selling them up here.
It's just what you figured, Bill.
Wait, Jingle. Go ahead, Doc.
That's all bad enough, Marshal. But what's worse is that most of them cattle are infected with tick fever. It's spreading through the herds like a prairie fire.
You buy any cattle lately, Jim?
Well, about 50 head wild, Bill. Got them all right here in the corral for rebranding before I turn them into the herd.
Doc, you better take a look at them.
I don't have to get off my horse to tell you the bad news, Jim. I see it from here. Tick fever.
Who'd you buy them from, Jim?
Jasper named Lodi Tom.
Lodi Tom? Bill, we locked him up 5 years ago for rustling.
Looks like he's at it again, Jingles. But we'll have to catch him in the act.
Where are you going to start, Bill?
Oh, your pa said something about the house on Windy Hill, Jim.
Oh, now, Bill, ain't nothing up there but a bunch of monsters and ghosts and screaming banshees. We're just looking for something we can't handle if we stick our nose in that doggone place.
I tell you, Lodi, Hickok's getting on our trail again.
Shut up, Rattler, I'm thinking.
Thinking don't do no good against Wild Bill Hickok. He sent you to the Hoosgow once and he'll do it again.
He ain't sending me no place, you hear? He ain't stopping me neither. We got a drive to make tonight. We're going to make it.
You're plumb loco.
I know what I'm doing.
Well, you ain't going to scare Hickok with none of that ghost stuff. He ain't superstitious like Jingles.
Hickok ain't going to catch up to me.
That's where you're wrong, Lodi.
What do you mean by that?
He's catching up to you right now. Hickok and Jingles and Jim Jenks are starting up this hill. But if you don't believe it, look down there.
You're feather-headed, Rattler. They wouldn't... It's them. Of all the blasted luck.
Now what are we going to do?
Now, ain't that just dandy? Hickok walking right into his grave.
You ain't making sense, Lodi.
You're forgetting this trap door, Rattler. Quick, give me a hand.
Yeah, I had forgot about that. We set that, and when they step through the front door, down they go.
Don't talk. Pull!
Ain't nobody in the world strong enough to push this door up from below.
You said it. All we gotta do is hide in the dark here and start shooting. They'll run in and drop right into Kingdom Come.
Bill, the closer we get to that doggone house, the more I figure we ain't going about this right at all.
Get a hold of yourself, Jingle.
I reckon Pa must have found out the secret of this old house. That's the reason he got killed.
I guess that's right, Jim.
I ain't wanting to get killed by something like what's hiding in that place.
Take it easy, partner. We'll soon find out what's in there. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker.
Whoa. Oh, boy.
Stand right here. I might have to leave for town in a hurry. Bill, you ain't just going to walk right up and into the front door, are you, huh, Bill?
That's what you did, Jingle. Let's go on in.
Uh-oh. See how dark it is in there, Bill?
It's just as dark for anybody else, partner.
Hickok, the door slammed.
Let him have it.
Bill!
You ain't catching me, Hickok.
Come on, Jingles, let's go get him.
Yeah, come on, I'll run it.
You doggone vermin!
Look out!
Bill, we're in a dungeon. Let us out of here!
We gotta work fast. Drop that trap door in place.
Yeah, here it goes. Yeah.
Now, there ain't nothing to stop us from making that drive tonight, Rattler. Nothing at all. How do you like it, Hickok? Just one little trick from Lodi Tom and you're all washed up.
You know, Wranglers, seems like every time I get to talking about Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, I start telling all you fellas and gals about how good tasting they are, and I plumb forget to tell you about how good for you they are, too. That's right, Wranglers. Every average bowl full of sugar pops supplies the daily minimum adult requirements of sunshine, vitamin D. And remember, too, that you can enjoy Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops most anytime. For breakfast, after school, or in the evening when you're sitting around listening to the radio. And whether you eat them out of a bowl with a little milk or cream, or right out of the box, you don't need any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. You try this rip-snorting cereal and rootin'-tootin' snack tomorrow. Look for the packages with Guy and Andy riding their horses full tilt on the front. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Lodi's trick worked even better than he thought it would. Jingles, Jim, Jenks, and Wild Bill rushed forward in the dark and fell to the bottom of a deep hole. Then Lodi dropped the heavy trap door and left them to die. At least that's the way Jingles felt about it.
Doggone that two-faced varmint. Bill, this thing's tighter than a well and near 12 feet deep.
Yeah, that door sounded like it weighed a ton when it dropped over us.
I'll admit it doesn't look very good for us at that.
Good? Bad enough that we ain't never going to get out of here alive, let alone catch that coyote smuggling cattle across the border.
Stop worrying, Jingles. Here, boost me up on your shoulders. I'll find out about that trap door.
All right, now step up on my knee. There. Now up on my shoulder. Now let me get set.
Can you reach up to it, Bill?
Yeah, Jim. Head's touching the door. All right, brace yourself, Jingles. I'm going to try to push it up.
All right, go ahead, hombre.
It's heavy enough, all right.
Can you budget, Bill?
Yeah, but it won't go all the way. All right, I'm coming down, Jingle.
Well, I guess we're whipped.
If I had something to block it up with.
Well, you ain't. That means we're going to smother right here. Hey, wait, I hear something, Bill.
Hey, Wild Bill, ain't that somebody walking up there?
Yeah, quiet now.
Quiet nothing. Hey, up there! Give us a hand.
You'll get a shot yet, Jingles.
Wild Bill, where are you?
It's Doc Taylor.
Doc, we're under this trap door on the floor.
Now, how did you get down there?
Never mind that. Figure out a way to get us out of here, Doc.
Wait a minute. I see the chain that lifts the door. Bill, I can't work it by myself. I'll go for help.
No, Doc, there's no time for that.
No time? If we don't get out of here, we got all the time in the world.
No, we haven't, Jingles. We got to catch Lodi and his cattle smugglers tonight.
What do you want me to do, Bill?
Get a hold of that chain. When I lift that door, set the chain up a notch to hold it there.
I got you, Bill. Holler when you're ready.
All right, Jingles, help me up again.
I'm ready now. Go ahead. Up you go.
Here we go, Doc.
Hey, it's going up, Bill. I can see a little light.
Set it, Doc.
I got it there, Bill. Wagon.
Here she comes.
You're doing it, Wild Bill. Lodi said nobody could move that door from down here, but you're doing it. We'll be out of here in no time.
Bill, you reckon we're still on their tracks? It's getting too dark to see.
This is the only way they could come down from One Horse Pass, Jingles. And now I know where they must be crossing the border. Whoa, Buckshot.
Oh, boy,
stand up.
Well, okay, tell us what you got figured out.
There's an old river bed leads down on the other side of that rise, straight on across the border.
Well, I'll be a mud turtle. We gonna go down there and stop them cold, huh, Bill?
No, Jingles. We're gonna wait right here and let Lodi and his gang drive those cattle right on by us.
Now, that don't make sense, Bill.
Maybe it does, Jingles, if I get Bill's idea. Then we'll follow him till Lodi gets to his hidden corral and tries to sell him to somebody.
That's it, Jim. That'll give us the proof we need to send him back to jail.
Yeah, unless he sees us. Then we'll have the dad-burnedest cloud of gun smoke spreading across the prairie that you or anybody else ever saw. Well, let him come. I'm plumb mad now. Bill, listen, ain't that cattle I hear?
It sure is, Jingles.
You sure had it figured right, Wild Bill.
Here they come. Now stay back in these rocks and let them go on by.
Oh, hold up, young Parson Critters.
It'll be daylight before long, Lord. I...
That don't matter. We'll be clear of the water, and I've got an idea.
Yeah, what's that?
The Jenks Ranch is closest. Why don't we go by and sell these critters to Jim Jenks?
Jim Jenks? You crazy, Lodi? We hadn't ought to take a chance like that.
He don't know nothing.
I'm sure he killed my paws a low down dry gulch.
Easy, Jim. We'll get him in good time.
Bill, I'll bet that Jasper didn't know that Jim was with us up at the Windy Hill.
All right, Lodi. I'd like to get this herd off our hands as quick as we can.
Now they've played right into our hands.
What do you mean, Bill?
Well, if Jim's game, we can nail Lodi right when he's making the sale.
You mean when he's selling to me?
That's right. Will he go through with it?
Well, anything to get them two mavericks behind a set of bars.
Then we'll have to beat them to your ranch so Jingles and I can hide out close to the spot where he meets you.
And that means we got some hard riding to do.
Right, Jingles. We'll head around this hill. Hi, Buckshot. Dig him, boy. We're hitting into the trail.
Yeah!
Ho! Ho! Well, we made it, Bill. They must be coming now from the way Jim's dog's barking out there.
Yeah, there's a dust cloud there to the south.
Just play them along, Jim. We'll be right behind the corral fence.
Yeah, if they start something, we'll finish it.
Get a half itch on your temper and hold it.
I'll try, Wild Bill, but it ain't going to be easy.
Come on, Jingles. We don't want them to see us till we hear all we need to.
We got enough to hang them on now, Bill.
We'll have more in a couple of minutes, partner. Here they come.
I sure don't envy Jim Jinks none. Standing toe-to-toe and talking to his paw's killer.
Hi, Jinks. Glad I caught you out so early. Got a real bargain of some cattle for you.
Ain't sure I'm in the market for any this morning, Lodi.
Sure you are. You won't be able to turn down the offer I'm going to make you on these steers.
What's wrong with them?
What do you mean, what's wrong with them?
Uh-oh, Bill, look out.
Yeah, be ready, partner.
I'll tell you what's wrong with them, you dry gulch and varmint. They're Mexican cattle with tick fever. That's what my paw found out just before you shot him.
Boss, he's on to us.
Well, that ain't gonna do him no good. I'll send him to Boot Hill with his old man.
Go ahead and draw.
Bill! Now hold it right there, you two mud-eating salamanders.
Would I? It's Jingles and Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok.
That's the name, mister. You've come right up to the end of your rope.
Yeah, and between rustling cattle and smuggling them across the border and dry gulching old Pop Jinx, end of that rope's going to have a noose in it.
Take their guns and tie them right onto their saddles, Jingles. We'll ride them right on into jail.
Yes, sir, and when I get them there, they'll hear something that'll scare them as bad as they scared me. When the judge says guilty.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Well, that's our Wild Bill Hickok story for today, folks. And Andy, what's coming up for Friday?
Guy, we got a wonderful story about a gun-toting old lady. It's called Aunt Sarah's Gunfight.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose a Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's variety pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Lou Krugman, Paul Fries, and Lou Marcel. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of...
Wild!